Savitri Book 2, Canto 4, The Kingdoms of the Little Life, page 146 at the top. So must the dim being grow in light and force and rise to his higher destiny at last. Look up to God and round at the universe and learn by failure and progress by fall and battle with environment and doom by suffering, discover his deep soul, and by possession grow to his own vasts. Halfway she stopped and found her path no more. Still nothing was achieved but to begin. Yet finished seemed the circle of her force. Only she had beaten out sparks of ignorance. Only the life could think and not the mind. Only the senses could feel and not the soul. Only was lit some heat of the flame of life, some joy to be, some rapturous leaps of sense. All was an impetus of half-conscious force, a spirit sprawling, drowned in dense life form, a vague self grasping at the shape of things. Behind all moved, seeking for vessels to hold, a first raw vintage of the grapes of God. On earth's mud a spilt of the supernal bliss, intoxicating the stupefied soul and mind, a heady wine of rapture dark and crude, dim, uncast, yet into spiritual form, obscure inhabitants of the world's blind core, an unborn Godhead's will, a mute desire. A third creation now revealed its face. A mold of body's early mind was made. A glint of light kindled the obscure world force. It devoured a driven world with the seeding idea and armed the act with thought's dynamic point. A small thinking being watched the works of time. A difficult evolution from below called a massed intervention from above. Else this great, blind, inconscient universe could never have disclosed its hidden mind, or even in blinkers worked in beast and man, the intelligence that devised the cosmic scheme. At first he saw a dim, obscure mind power, moving, concealed by matter and dumb life. A current thin, it streamed in life's vast flow, tossing and drifting under a drifting sky, amid the surge and glimmering tremulous wash, released in splash of sense and feelings waves. In the deep midst of an insentient world, its huddled waves and foam of consciousness ran, pressing and eddying through a narrow strait, carrying experience in its crowded pace. It flowed emerging into upper light from the deep pool of its subliminal birth to reach some high existence still unknown. There was no thinking self, aim there was none. All was unorganized stress and seekings vague. Only to the unstable surface rose sensations, stabs and edges of desire, and passion's leaps and brief emotions cries, a casual colloquy of flesh with flesh, a murmur of heart to longing wordless heart, glimmerings of knowledge with no shape of thought, and jets of subconscious will or hunger's pulls. All was dim sparkle on a foaming top. It whirled around a drifting shadow self, on an inconscient flood of force in time. Then came the pressure of a seeing power that drew all into a dancing turbid mass, circling around a single luminous point, center of reference in a conscious field, figure of a unitary light within. It lit the impulse of the half-sentient flood. Even an illusion gave of fixity, as if a sea could serve as a firm soil.